Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. P-I-S-A-C-K-I is how you spell his last name. Bruce Piasecki. And he's the author of The Surprising Solution. AHC Group is your company. Put a .com on the end of AHC Group, and they find your website and all your work there, don't they, Bruce?
They do. Thank you, Jim, for mentioning that.
So check it out. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Folks, Bruce, his work is very important, and that's the reason why we're so thankful to have him as a valuable member of our Brain Trust. Bruce, I want to change this a little bit. And I want to talk about things that every American is going to have in the future. Every American, every earthling, I should say, is going to have in the future that is not renewable, and that there is going to be more scarce because there are going to be more people, and you know, you could say, well, that one of those things would be. Petroleum is going to go away, but somebody will come up with another way to create energy. But I'm talking about things like water. Is water not going to be one of the big scarce items? I mean, we only have water.
Let me tell you this, Jim.
That's a finite commodity.
Fact that you asked this, I'm going to get before I get to the issue. Let me get to an offer to your listeners. For 22 years now, multinationals have paid me and my firm exceptional amounts of money to do this corporate affiliates benchmarking. And we'd like to offer on June 22 and 23 of this summer, just a mere 6 weeks from now, we can offer a half-price discount to small business owners. We've reached a point where 54 multinationals, sustain my staff in doing this benchmarking. But we have, coming over from London, the best guy who's working on what's called the Water Disclosure Project. Mm-hmm. He's talking to the giants, like the Belgium owner of Anheuser-Busch on water. He's talking to Diageo, which makes, more milk-based alcohol products and water-based than anyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're finding the trends, and if you're a small business owner and you want to figure out how to compete on this issue of water, how you want to compete on the issue of product change relative to scarcity, look at the June 22-23. GE is going to be speaking there. Siemens is going to be speaking there. The giant mining company, Freeport-McMoRan. These are our sustaining type mm-hmm. firms that we work for. But I finally, after 22 years, can open it up and bring it. But we want the business, the small business owner, as the innovator. So we got three of them so far. One created a ESS, which is Essential Suite Software. Another created Enfos,
But let's get back to the water thing. There are water wars. The states are having water wars. Countries are going to start having water wars. I mean, who knows? Mexico and Canada. I mean, America's got a lot of wonderful. We've got a lot of water, but there's only so many water molecules in the world, right? I mean, that's a finite thing, isn't it? Water.
And yes, and the key thing is you're alerting your listeners to the urgency of it. So like everything we tend to waste, once you start measuring it, that's more than three-quarters of the solution, because you can then start thinking about the differences between gray water and industrial water and pure water.
Mm-hmm.
Once you begin to realize that this thing that we took as a free externality is something that interests us for public health reasons, governments for regulatory reasons, an industry for future costs reasons, you begin to think along the lines that I've been describing in this essay we're talking about, scarcity and creativity today. In the end, the best way for me to attach a word to the issue of water is don't think of it only as an engineering function or only as a price function. It's something you really have to become loyal to. If water will always level with you. It will mm-hmm. never lie about your future as you relate to it, and therefore you have to become loyal to it. That's the first step of being creative. Dow Chemical now has told our companies over the last 5 years how they're measuring their water envelope and how they're looking to save water. Starbucks has come into our leadership network.
It seems to me these are things that are going to affect, as the population grows around the planet, it's going to affect the way you live your life, folks, and the way, and as Bruce said, your relationship, how you relate to water. And as a small business owner, I think it's something you need to just have in your, it's part of your reading material, just to keep up with where things are going. Hey, Bruce, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. AHCgroup.com, Bruce Piasecki, just like it sounds. The Surprising Solution is a book. You need to find that book, folks. It will open your eyes. Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for your time. We'll see you again, man.
Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys I know. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.